What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, konnichiwa. Now, I want to address Dr. Kelly's questions from earlier. I am also worried about Mike Rivero's health, but I assume he'll be pulling through. You know, sometime the man's been doing, you know, 6 days a week, 3 hours a day, and then doing all of his site work. And he's been at it. He's been burning the candle from both ends for a while. And you got to give props to the guy. But I think every now and then people just need a little time off. And I think once he does get better, I don't mind doing this show some more so that he can take some time to relax. And now and then, even if he's not sick, if he wanted to just once a month have a day off, I'm more than willing to pitch in and help regardless of time zone differences and stuff. So I hope he's listening. I hope he recovers. And in the future, you know, take it easy. You know, let delegate some stuff to others and let us try and handle it, you know. I don't have an update. It's not up to me to really share information on his health. Just he's sick right now, and, you know, hopefully he'll be back with us soon. So that's all I can say on that. But we're all concerned, and, you know, hopefully we can set something up differently once he returns to where he can take some time off here and there. Whether it's me or whoever, it doesn't matter. I'm just, you know, offering. We've got Chris from England on the Skype call.
Hi. You hear me, right? Hello.
I hear you. You're on the air.
Cool. I mean, there's a lot going on with Iran, but I kind of feel fatigued about the whole issue this week. It's been mayhem, but most people who listen to this show probably know what's going on. I think the biggest problem is the mainstream media, what the narrative they're pushing, and they don't let any alternative go on. I've get on national radio, gotten a couple of times and said it was Israel.
How's the press in the UK? How is the media in the United Kingdom? What are they saying?
It's pretty awful. With the missile attack, you know, it was kind of all Iran, and anyone who wasn't sort of foaming at the mouth of war was just basically saying, oh, well, Soleimani was a terrible guy, but, you know, Trump probably shouldn't have done this. But no one was doubting any of the narrative being put forward. It's got so bad here that there's just no alternative, really. And it's difficult to get on the radio show if you say that to the producer at the beginning. And they let idiots on and then sort of debunk the stupid points that are made. So it's getting really terrible here. There's no alternative in the media. It's getting beyond a joke, I think. It's probably worse than anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's clown world over there. I don't know, Canada's pretty bad, the US is pretty bad.
Yeah. Did you, but on a different note, did you see I sent you the thing about one of the Labour Party leadership here, the contest, Emily Formbury, said that the Labour Party should get on their hands and knees and beg for forgiveness from the Jewish community about anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. And she wrote that in the for the Israeli news.
She almost said, grab your ankles.
Well, she's gone to a different level. She's gone past the ankles, I think. It's just, you can't make it more obvious, really. It's just embarrassing. And her name's actually Lady Noogie. She's married to a sir, but she calls herself Emily Formbury to try and pretend she's some kind of working class hero. And then the favourite for the leadership is a guy called Sir Keir Starmer, who used to be a lawyer, and he's a sir. This is meant to be the working class party.
Anyone that says, like, maybe snipers shouldn't shoot Palestinian children in the balls is labeled an anti-Semite over there.
Yeah, it's obvious what they've done. It's all about Israel, I'm afraid, and everyone saw, or if you haven't, please do watch the undercover Al Jazeera documentary about the UK and the American one. Where it was shown that The guy from the Israeli embassy said that he could denounce Alan Duncan, a Tory MP, because he was critical of Israel. He said he could take him down with a scandal in the media. Well, Alan Duncan, I think that's for the other team. So
they also showed their means of illegal campaign financing and influence in both documentaries. A lot of people don't know there were two. There was one in the UK, one in the US. The Electronic Intifada has both of those up. The Al Jazeera one for the UK was released. The one about the US, about the undue influence of AIPAC, was squashed because of the undue influence of AIPAC. The irony.
Yeah. That's Gilad Atzmon said, that's how they show their power, is that you can't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's their power, is to not allow you to criticize their power. And yeah, it's, you know, the alt media, YouTube, PayPal, even Streamlabs, you know, I've been kicked off all of the above, AdSense as well. True News was recently kicked off of PayPal. And their family members were kicked off, as were mine. My wife was thrown off. She doesn't even have a website or anything. They don't want people to have a means to make an income solely because we're speaking truth to power. Yep. And, you know, in the UK, it's even worse. I mean, it's as bad as the limits are in free speech in the United States, in other parts, in Europe especially, it's even worse.
I tell you what's got really bad here is people on the right. I noticed in America it's a lot better. Here, there's nothing. If there's people on the right that think they're anti-establishment, they're the Tommy Robinson type, they're Zionists, and the left, they just, you know, with these wars, they might be against them, but they blame everything on oil. The best, you know, we've got is George Galloway, but I got on his show last weekend, and he, you know, he's scared, and
Ask him about the office special plans with clean break paper. You know, how do they ignore these things?
Well, I got cut off after about 5 seconds, but you know, they're scared. It's easy to say, oh, it's for oil, it's for America, it's for Saudi Arabia, but you know, it's so obvious what that it's for Israel. But they're scared because of the implications of being called a racist.
Well, that's cowardly, you know, like, oh, someone's going to call you a name. Yep. So what? And I think, you know, in a way, that's how California works, too. I mean, they'll do anything to not be accused of some sort of ism or ist or whatever. And it goes back to the educational system. They're brainwashed year after year that this is the epitome of evil. The South is demonized, and the Civil War is blamed on slavery, which don't even get me started on that. That's a crock. And then it's the Nazis, right? And that's exacerbated by soap and lampshades and whatever, right? Not the communists, not the imperialists. Now, there's been millions of people murdered all over the world, but all kinds of different factions and stuff. Government is always the problem. But Israel is allowed to have the GCL, God's Chosen Lunatics, racially colonize their neighbors and murder people and demolish homes, and they will not speak out against that racism because they're afraid of somebody calling them a name. Well, I would call them cowards. I mean, you're supporting racism by not speaking out against it because you're afraid someone's going to accuse you of being racist. Well, if you're going to buckle to that, then they can do basically anything. I can do anything I want because all I got to do to shut you up is say racist. You know, like, grow a spine. That's all I can say to people, too.
Yeah, the left, I mean, they will criticize what Israel does in Palestine. A lot, you know, George Galloway's great on that, but they won't say the wars are for Israel. They'll say it's for oil. And then the right here just doesn't really care. They just see all Palestinians and just as Muslims.
Well, it's a limited hangout to only, it's really hard to spin the Palestine thing. There's no way you cannot oppose what's being done there, but they don't see the bigger picture on Syria and Iraq, Iran and Libya. This is Syria doesn't even export oil. They import it from Iraq. How can that be about oil? Iran, we're telling everyone to not buy oil from Iran, including ourselves. How can that be to get their oil when we're refusing to buy it? I mean, it's just, and Iraq exports didn't change before and after the war, so it didn't matter. But they're just going to say it because it fits with their worldview about corporations are evil and all that. And it costs way more to steal oil than it does to buy it. a lot yeah. more. But it just it doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. They need to blame it on something. And when you look at the specific lies that created the Iraq War, it all goes back to neocon Zionists. And they'll just focus in on, well, Cheney worked for Halliburton. Yes, he did. So what? He didn't create that war by himself. These were specific lies. And it all comes back to neocon cabal. They're all Israeli partisans. And they actually wrote the script for Syria, too. Oded Yanan to Richard Perle, they're just reiterating to divide Syria, force it into sectarian violence on purpose, as was done in Lebanon, because that hurts Hezbollah. It hurts the defense access of Iraqi oil and Iranian weapons reaching Hezbollah to defend Lebanon from Israel. That's all it is.
I think you should call up George Galloway. You should try and get on there.
I'll try to Skype there. It's real hard with the time zone differences, but you let me know and I'll try and get in there.
Yeah.
And they'll probably just hang up on me, but we'll see. Okay, we got another caller on the line. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for your time. Continue listening. We've got Dan in Washington State.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I'm enjoying you filling in there.
I'm trying my best.
Just curious about what they do is they rule by.
I caught the first part of that. You're curious about your audio is breaking up a little bit there. Try it again.
Okay. Well, I had a couple questions about 9/11, but can you hear me okay? But mostly real quick about propaganda. I noticed one of the, it seems like the method they use is just to get the average white guy so pissed off at left wingers that there is no real debate or anything. It's just a reaction against the left, and then they use that anger to invade whatever country they want just because the average person hates left wingers so much.
That's a very good point. And they'll put the extreme left on the side of the quote-unquote refugees, which are really just welfare leeches most of the time, not talking about actual refugees, and a lot of them are Muslim, and it makes them anti-Muslim because after a while, if you're protecting Pakistani rape gangs like they did in England and all, and the left is the one championing that, and they hate the leftists, and then they start hating the Muslims that the leftists protect, and then let's go to war with these Muslims. That's part of the equation. And you saw Ezra Levant in Canada. He's the one that sponsors this sort of alt-right Zionists that are like pro-Trumpers, like Milo Yiannopoulos, the Ben Shapiros, the Stephen Crowders, Lauren Southern, and all these people that team up with Robinson and stuff across the pond. They're all pro-Israel. All of them are Zionists. They're Zionist conservatives that can – they look real great hitting the SJW punching bags. No one can stand those people. Go ahead. You can say whatever you want.
No, I think it like the Tranny book, the Tranny story hour in the libraries here. I wouldn't be surprised if that was just some Zionist thing to piss right wingers off.
Yeah.
So that we support Trump more. You know, it's just like
well, it's constant. Not some epidemic. It's like Desmond's Amazing. It's just one kid. One kid went and danced on a gay bar or something. They're like, oh, they're having children dancing gay bars everywhere across America or something. Like, no, just one weird family, one weird kid, one messed up parent, in my opinion. But you're not allowed to criticize that without getting censored unless you belong to the privileged class. See, all the ones right. I just named, they can criticize that and they don't get kicked off the air or kicked off of these things. Finally, Milo did from Twitter, but it wasn't for doing that. It's he was promoting pedophilia on Joe Rogan, so he pretty much shot himself in the face. But I mean, you're right.
Yeah, I think
people sided with Trump because they hate SJW so much.
Yeah, and I even like this whole impeachment thing. You know, I think at the top levels, it's just a big game because. There were mostly Zionists that brought up this impeachment case, Zionist Jews from different states, but they know that they're pissing all the Trump voters off so much and got them so riled up and angry. Yeah, And now it's like my friends on Facebook, I mean, it's just like, go to, you know, oh, you don't want to attack Iran. You must like, you know, Omar and all this. It's just like they can't even think straight, you know?
If you don't, if you're not A, you must be B. There is no in between and no nuance.
Exactly.
And that's the genius of making a lateral diagram for what they say left and right. Left and right seems like, well, if you're not left and right, that means in the middle somewhere, which still is like a combination of left and right. You can't be off that. It was the genius of painting the picture in a spectrum that was lineal like that. Like, oh, it just moves from the left side to the right side. Like, no, no, no. Libertarians and or like anyone with common sense, they're not even on that line. You know, like, we don't want to go to war.
No, there's no intelligent discussion about it. Oh yeah, sorry. I look back at even Reagan. You know, they hated the hippies. You know, so they like COINTELPRO. They had the hippies. You know, the anti-war people got taken over by the hippies. So they made the hippies look extra stupid.
Well, that's what they created a reaction. The face of the anti-war movement became the hippies, and the face of the dissent in now is like Antifa, right? You couldn't find any more toxic, a bunch of communists, and that's where the camera goes, right? And if it's not that, it's the tiki torch, you know, morons. Like, they will not show the real face of the anti-war movement. The overwhelming majority of people who simply don't want to waste money and die, or send our boys and girls over to die over nothing. They make it a contest between, you know, Antifa and Spencer or whatever, right? Spencer's another one of these guys. Like, Desmond is amazing. Like, you know his name. That's how few in number and irrelevant these people are. But they blow it up and put him on CNN and everything else and let him talk to mainstream media because they want to parade around the morons. They want to make the resistance, because he is anti-war. They want to make the anti-war resistance movement look like as toxic as possible. And so the extreme left and the extreme right, that becomes the face of both sides. And they react predictably. And so you end up with candidates like Hillary Clinton, psychopath, murderer, and Donald Trump. You know, Trump, who grabs his ankles for Israel. Chance he can. Yeah. He's related to Kushner's, and Bibi Netanyahu sleeps at Charles Kushner's house, convicted felon, by the way, in Jared's bed. It's a creepy family.
Really?
Hell yeah. Really, oh, I got a film. It's free. It's on YouTube. It's called Trump's Zionist Ball and Chain. Write that down, everybody. Trump's Zionist Ball and Chain. You can find it on ANC Report, too. And it goes all over the Kushner affair and ties to the mafia and the Israeli state. And it goes all the way back to RFK assassination, actually. So,
yeah, I read that article by the Whitney Webb article of Mossad, Israel Mossad, and I forgot the exact name of it. That,
Whitney.
Well, what was the name Whitney of one?
Great other people's stuff. Good stuff, though. I mean, it's all Epstein is all in on it. Epstein's Mossad is sponsored by the mega group. But some of us have been talking about this since 2007, right? And it's like, it doesn't matter. There's nowhere to disseminate this information because we've been talking about Epstein. Tim Kelly and I were talking about Epstein just before he got arrested, actually. And last year we talked about Epstein. A lot of people were, but it wasn't until he got rearrested in June that everyone finally starts writing about it and stuff, but in a limited way. And then you're getting like Ari Ben-Menashe and Steve Hoffenberg coming out saying, you know, Epstein was Mossad. And finally, like in the last like 3 months or so, everyone's going, you know, I think Epstein's related to Israel. I'm like, really? You don't say. Trying to tell you that for 10 years.
I never really heard about him either.
Because they censor the voices that are the most effective. Anyway, we'll take you another call after the break. We have a chance. Thanks for your call. I do want to get into this Ukraine plane gate, so I might stop calls after this one for just a brief time so I can explain.
Oh, yeah. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Yeah, that song gave me, I had it. Nazukashi is what we say in Japanese. Sort of brings me back moment. Like Mike Rivero and I have been, I started going on his show back in 2002. His first person recognized me, and I remember doing the radio show as a substitute eventually many years later, but often going on and doing interviews with him and listening to these intros and outros. And I really hope his health turns around and he gets better. We need Mike with us as quick as possible. I mean, I don't mind doing the show, but he's better at it, and I'd rather have him do it. I'd rather have us both doing stuff. And, you know, I am pulling for Mike Rivero. And I hope I'm not over there. Maybe he's fine. But yeah, you know, that all this twisted steel, I mean, that's how it really began after September 11th. You had all the crazies out there saying stuff, and, you know, Mike was a voice of reason. Mike was the one that would take it on and say, no, an airplane did hit the Pentagon. There's overwhelming evidence for it. And I know he got shit for that. Excuse my French. And because I got a lot of flack for that, too. And I was not even out in front of it as much as Mike was. And he did it because that's true. And you got to say things not for sensationalism, not for clickbait, not for money, not for, you have to tell the truth. All these wars, all this, it all stems from deception. And the antidote to deception is telling the truth. Just like Ron Paul said before the debates, what's your strategy? I'm going to get up there and tell the truth. That's what he said. That's what we need to continue doing. We have Chance from West Virginia who's been waiting for a while on line one.
Yes. Hello, Ryan. I agree with you about Michael. Ryan, I appreciate the insight you bring to RBN and how you meticulously explain things. But lately, I would like your opinion on this. Lately, I'm getting totally fed up with some of these. I can't say a lot, and I'm not going to name any names. Patriots, sure. So-called Patriot radio hosts who cloak themselves in the red, white, and blue, and they seem to insinuate that the socialist, communist Muslims are our biggest enemy. Now, what is your opinion on that? Because the last I looked, the Muslims are not controlling our monetary supply. They're not controlling our news and print media. They're not controlling our education systems. They're not controlling our foreign and domestic policy in this country. And, you know,
they're directly opposed to the people who actually do.
Excuse me?
And they're opposed to the people who really do all those things.
Well,
you know,
it's the
left-handed Eskimo that have been seven of the last eight Federal Reserve chairmen that are the CEOs, presidents, and vice presidents of all the major news networks. It was the Eskimo that made up the Office of Special Plans and continued to lie us into one war in the Middle East after another and are colonizing Palestine and the rest of that. Oh, wait, it's not the Eskimo. It's some other group. We're not allowed to say it because we get yanked off the air.
Well, you there?
I'm here.
Hello?
Did you call?
Hello?
I mean, he's still on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Chance, there's something going on with I hear myself coming back on a computer or something.
Yeah. Yes, we were interrupted. So what is your opinion of these so-called patriots who act in this manner? Because I, for one, cannot listen to them anymore. If at this point in time, if they can't point the finger at the real culprits, I have to question where their loyalties lie, really. I don't care how sincere they sound.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether they're sincere and dumb or smart but insincere. It's one of those, because you'd have to see it unless you're stupid. Or they see it and it doesn't matter because what pays the bills is just ranting on about the Muslims or whatever. But they're not the problem. The Zionists are the problem.
Well, you're right. But these so-called patriots won't admit that. That's the problem I have with them, and that's all. I just wanted to get your opinion, Ryan.
I'm going to touch a sensitive thing here right now. But part of their loyalty to Israel is religion. For some of them,
yep.
Like they grew up that way, and they're taught that to be this subservient religion to this other religion. And that's where their loyalty lies as Christian Zionists. Like, they just think, well, 2/3 of the Bible is Jewish, and they don't even have their own creation story. The Europeans are worshiping a Middle Eastern God, and they get their stories. They know, everyone knows the Jewish creation story and Jewish history and World War II and all the rest of the, you know, the 6 million and so on. And they don't know their own history. They don't even have it. There is no... European religions were wiped out and replaced, and they got a version of it. I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about a lot of the type you're talking about. They see a type of loyalty that they owe to, you know, God's chosen or whatever, self-proclaimed. I don't believe this, by the way, but I'm thinking what I think they think. This is my guess. And so
I guess so.
Islam is like a threat becoming a larger religion one day than theirs, and they feel threatened by that, and so they're on the team that's against that, and they just can't see the obvious.
Well, Ryan,
tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
Oh, we're back on the air. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. I did want to get into talking about the Boeing 737 crash, because they've had a history of problems. If we don't end up getting to that, I will put an article on ANCReport.com about that, and we'll get all into the long history of Boeing and the flaws that have been discovered. And they lied to the FAA. And 346 people died, and only after two crashes that happened within 5 months of each other in 2018, they decide we're going to address this, but they delayed fixing the problems until 2020. And now another one has gone kaboom. Newsweek is saying Iran hit it with a missile. We'll see if that's true or not. I just have my doubts, because all they ever do is lie, and all Boeing ever does is lie. And so how can we believe him on this? I'm going to have to see some clear evidence before I'll jump on board with that. We'll get back to that in a minute, depending on the calls. I like the calls. I want to talk about what you want to hear about. So we have Tom in Florida on line three.
Yes, sir. Good day to you. Good day, sir.
Good day.
You hear me?
How are you, Tom?
Oh, good. You know, listen, what I want to talk about is what I just saw on OAN, One American News, and also I saw Breitbart and Drudge. First of all, OAN reported that over $19 billion is being taken out of this country by illegal immigration every year. It could be higher, but that's a lowball figure, $19 billion. Now, you're speaking about we got Pigs Pelosi and these Democrats. And Michael always says this, Title 8. These people should be arrested. They're worried about Iran. You're worried about Iran. You know what? I that's something else I'll get to you in a minute. But when I hear that there's this Ann Coulter's bashing Trump at every turn, and here this guy has done more to expose the illegal invasion of our country, but of course his hands are tied because of the Jewish state of Israel. But listen, here's the problem here. You got states, California, he's got almost 8 million in there, okay? You got Texas is going to go blue. You got Idaho. All these states are going blue because all these California white trash are moving out of those states. You got all these New Yorkers and these Jerseyans. They're all moving down to Carolinas and Florida. They're going to turn these states blue if they could. But let's get to the real matter of the fact. You know, three major networks were talking about Trump and Trump's a warmonger and all this. You know what? Here's what I want to ask you, Ryan. Let me ask you. If the Jewish state of Israel were to attack Iran because they're building nuclear warheads, why don't we just let them do it, and we'll jump in and watch the Jewish state of Israel? Because every one of these Democrats and Rhino Republicans, would shut their stinking mouths if they saw that Israel was doing the attack on Iran and they were blowing out their oil fields and all that, and they would be the greatest country on earth. Israel so powerful and strong, and the Americans just need to stay out. But you know what? Why are Americans, you know what? What they're using Trump like a punching bag because they want him to do the dirty work. But in the meantime, we're 7,000-8,000 miles away, 10,000 miles away from Iran. But why don't we let Israel handle it? They want to think they're going to have nuclear warheads. Let them blow them up, okay? Because you know what? Let's get to the point. Jews and Arabs are half brother. Am I lying, Ryan?
Nope. Well, Israel knows Iran isn't really building a nuclear bomb. It's just something they said as an excuse. The real reason is Iran is supporting Hezbollah, which is preventing Israel from annexing further territory. That's their beef. And Israel doesn't have the means to attack Iran. Israel's does have a powerful air force, but I mean they've been too dinky. If they can't take on Hezbollah, a proxy of Iran in Lebanon, there's no way they're going to take on Iran.
Okay, but you know
they why? Need America to do it for them.
Can I go back to something? Let's go back to this immigration situation. You got Ann Coulter out there. Donald Trump has done more for any president in my lifetime. No man has ever did what Trump has done, exposing the media, the filthy low-life media, controlled by Zionists, okay? ABC, NBC, CBS, they're all controlled by the state of Israel, okay? You got the only network that talks anything is OAN, or One American News Network. Breitbart is kind of good in some ways. They're flaky too. You got a lot of flakes in the media. But what I don't really understand is, with all these billionaire white Anglos who are not Jewish, why don't they buy up a network that like a primary network and expose what's going on? Because you know you make a great point. All we hear in the history, you know, I can tell you stories that blow your mind. But these kids are not even being taught about white culture. It's all about Jewish culture. You know what? You know, the only thing that you see anything about white culture, they're like barbarians. When they have this thing on the History Channel about the Vikings, you realize how great the Vikings were? They built the greatest ships in the world. You know the great ships in today's world?
I don't even think they give you that much. I think mostly what you hear, this is what they do in school. And I used to teach school. I didn't do it like this. But what they do is they'll take things that are done by states, that are done globally, some horrible thing like the institution of slavery, for example. And instead of blaming slavery on the countries that engaged in it, they blame it collectively on whites, as if A, whites were the only people to have slaves, which is not true. B, that whites were not enslaved themselves, which is not true. And as if it's some sort of product of DNA that people are going to behave this way and enslave other people. It has nothing to do with biology. It is a policy. It is but it's blamed on whites, and they are made to feel white guilt in school. They specifically hone in on slavery in America and the Caribbean during a certain slither of time where blacks were slaves under white masters, which were still a very small minority of the people living in the United States. And they're like, see, white people, you're so bad because you did this. But these kids didn't do any of that. You don't inherit whatever crime in history just because the group that looks like you was involved in it. And so they have the same sort of racial teleology as the alt-right, which is the opposite. They take credit for any invention or whatever, but like, well, that was a white guy. They're not taught their history, and that's the Frankfurt School philosophy. They have to rape you of your own history so they can turn you into good little consumers. They don't want you to have any folk. They don't want you to have any roots. They want you to be directionless and eager to identify so that they can fill in the void with Hollywood nonsense and trinkets.
Well, Ryan, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Right on the money. But listen, Ryan, if you want to go talking about slavery, there's still slavery today. It exists all over Africa, in the Middle East. There's slavery over there. Who's kidding who? Now, if you want to talk about, do you know who the biggest slave traders were in the 1500s?
Apple has slaves in working for them right now in China.
Well,
the majority of the slave traders were, you know, our friends in little hats.
Ryan. The biggest slave traders in the 1500s were the Portuguese out of Portugal. The second biggest slave traders are the Hispanics out of Spain. The third biggest slave traders were the English, okay, and the Dutch. But let me tell you something. The biggest majority in this country, like I told Michael Show a while back, the biggest minority in this country are German-Americans. Do you think Germans didn't have no slaves? The country of Germany never had.
Talking about now, not the 1500s. Right now, the biggest sex slave trade industry is in Israel. It's a multi-billion-dollar business, and they get a lot of girls from Ukraine and fallen former Soviet satellite states under false pretexts, and they put them in Israel as slaves. And when the Knesset, and they didn't have, it was perfectly legal to own another person in the 1990s in Israel. They started working on it in the year 2000. It wasn't until 2006 where they finally decided to do something about human trafficking. And they limited it only to sex slavery, and not because of the immorality of, you know, owning a person and forcing them into prostitution, but because they didn't like the fact that it was hurting their demographic majority to import all these slaves. But they limited it to prostitution. Rather than saying persons, they said persons involved in prostitution, is because they didn't want to come down on the exploited labor and organ trafficking that is also thriving in Israel. What a place, right? This is the people we're giving billions of dollars to every year, right? And that's white slavery today. And it's mostly Ukrainian women in Israel forced into sex slavery. And when they get too old to service people, or they lose their looks or whatever, and they want to get rid of them, then they crack down on the sex slave trade and say, but they don't, rather than going after the traders, right, rather than going after the people who illegally smuggled human beings into the country and forced them into slavery, they go after the slaves and they call them illegal immigrants and take away their visa and passport and kick them back to Ukraine with no money or anything. Like, that's happening right now. You're not going to see that story in the news.
Ryan, can I ask you this? What about a Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein, this guy got away with 15-year-old girls. Where's the parents? Where's the parents of 15-year-old girls going to Caribbean Island? How did this guy Epstein, who's he working for? Who was Epstein working for and all his cronies?
Well, he was working for Les Wexner of the Mega Group, which is comprised of Jewish billionaires, the donor class. Michael Steinhardt's a member of theirs. He's been accused of sexual harassment. Charles Bronfman and Edgar Bronfman Sr. of the Seagram's Liquor Mafia family are involved in that. President of the World Jewish Congress, by the way. Chairman of the United Jewish Communities, United Jewish Appeal, Council of Jewish Federations, United Israel Appeal. And then Claire Bronfman. Of course, it was caught in the Nexium cult where they were branding women, branding as in like you brand a cow with a hot iron, branding women and caught in rape and et cetera, and pleaded guilty to that. These are the people that are above Jeff Epstein, and he got his money through a couple different channels. First of all, Les Wexner straight up bought him a house in New York. Apparently, some of these rapes occurred on Wexner's property in Columbus, Ohio. We've got Maria Farmer, for example, one of the victims that witnessed Alan Dershowitz going upstairs with little kids. There's the Wexner Foundation, which was set up with Jeffrey Epstein as the president, which helped launder money into the funds of Ehud Barak, the former head of the Mossad and then prime minister of Israel. Then there was Rapporti and Carbine, which is another money laundering front. Same thing. Wexner set that up for Epstein to get money to the Israeli prime minister, who, by the way, was witnessed and photographed going in and out of his New York home. So it all goes back to Israel. And the people above him, though, is called the Mega Group, the nickname for mega donors. It's 22 different guys, and I have some maps and videos about that if you want to know more about the Epstein affair. I've been saying this since 2007. I've been trying to get this information out about the mega group and how they, and it's not just Epstein. He's the one that got caught. There are a lot of these, Mike Rivero and I actually went over the Deborah Jean Palfrey affair, who was suicided at her mother's house. Remember the DC Madame? Remember that sexual scandal, and they had all these people on the books, but that related back to Voldemort, and we just couldn't. You can't talk about it. You know, like the day after it comes out that he's blackmailing Senator George Mitchell and the Governor Bill Richardson, he allegedly hangs himself, which is not what happened. And I mean, I'm kind of like tired of telling the story over and over again. I don't think I need to this audience. You know, Jeff didn't kill himself. New pictures just came out showing multiple cord lacerations on his neck. You can only do one if you kill yourself. You can't do two, right? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, Ron, I think what's going to happen now, I know about Epstein, but I think this Weinstein guy is going to get found guilty. He's going to do 3 to 5 years. They're going to probably, because remember, the ones that are going after them are Jewish princesses. So they're going to do something with Weinstein. He'll be convicted for a minor term.
Only in trouble when they rape each other. That's right. What happened to Moshe Katsev, who worked for Barat, who was working for Epstein. He's the one that brought Epstein in. I mean, Epstein, the first thing he tried to do was get in on the illegal arms circuit. He wasn't any good at it. He did some Ponzi schemes and with Hoffenberger, and then he set up like Liquid Funding LTD in Bermuda to help Bear Stearns offload toxic assets. He did a lot of financial crimes at the behest of the mega group. But what he really found his niche in was sexual blackmail. And Ghislaine Maxwell, his partner and fellow rapist, or his partner in crime, her father was a spy for Israel, and she's the one that brought him in and introduced him to the Mossad. And Ari Ben Menashe was there. He also spent a year at MCC. He said there's no way you could kill yourself. And the evidence is clear. Oh, by the way, the footage of the first attempted suicide or choking, depending on who you believe, has been destroyed. So not only were the cameras miraculously not working on the day he dies, murdered, and he's left alone. He's moved off suicide watch. His roommate is removed. And all these coincidences. Apparently, even the footage from back on July 22nd, 23rd, where he got hurt somehow, he says his roommate choked him. And then it was never clear. It's like, well, wouldn't Epstein know whether or not he choked himself or someone else did? Shouldn't we have gotten to the bottom of it back then? Well, can't you just look at the tape? Nope. They destroyed the tape, which means he was choked. They killed him.
Yeah, the whole thing is a cabal. It's a Kabbalah. You know, like I said, I could go into a story about what Corey Feldman said in a scandal sheet years ago, and I'll never forget it, about how the deep state of the Dark Angels of Hollywood are controlling the mindset of the United States with all these young millennials. This is all a cabal, man. And you brought some up in a minute ago. I know you got another caller, so I'm going to let you go real quick. You know what it is? When you're saying that they brand them, they're branding the Christian goyim, I call them the goyim, like cows, and they all go,
like a cow. Yes, just like they're cows.
You're exactly. A cow. The goyim, that's what it stands for. You're a cattle. They wrestle you up like a dumb bunch of cows, and you're going to go in their pen, and they're going to brand you, and you're going to do whatever they tell you. That's exactly until all these evangelical Christians really wake up, we're going to be doomed. We're
that
doomed
is exactly
Look at the Demon Rat Party where they're flooding our country with multiple millions of illegals. You think they're coming here to compliment us, Ryan? They're not coming here to compliment you to the white European culture. They're coming here to eat your lunch and take your job.
Notice somebody in the FBI released the finder files.
What?
You noticed that someone on the FBI through Twitter released the Finders Cult documents. It's like, look at this. This goes way back into the 80s. And the Finders Cult is just, you know, just another one, right? But a little bit, it was weird because that was tied into the replacement for MK Ultra was MK Naomi. And it's, and again, it's, you know, Sydney Gaffarina, it's them every time, right? Trying to erase people's minds and put people on LSD and sexual experiments and children and everything else. But this Finders Cult thing, it's released and it never really blows up. And then you had the Dream Boys after that. And then we got a break actually. Ryan, so. Sorry, we got to take the commercial. You can hold on and come on after the break if you're still there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
You're fighting the good fight. This is the 5 minute and last section. I will get back. Tom, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I just want to say two more things. I know you got another call. I can make it real quick. I can. Can I, Ryan?
Yeah, go quick, and then I got some things to say. But go quick. For it.
Okay, Ryan, first I want to say this. I was looking at some war, a war college thing in World War II. 93% of the men who went to fight the Germans and the Japanese in World War II were Christian males, okay? That's number one. 7% were other, but 93% of the men who did the battling were Christian males, okay? The
other 7% were Native American, probably.
And also, Ryan, there's something you need to watch on TV. It's fantastic. It's coming on. It's George Washington. It's talking about the Revolutionary War. You know, he was a great Christian man, Washington. And he could have been the king of the United States. They wanted him to be the king, not a president. But, you know, when they showed John Adams there as a young man in Washington in this thing on the History Channel. And John Adams, you know what he is famous for saying? He was famous for saying when he stepped in as the president, the second president of the United States, that to all the new citizenry of the United States, with the gun you are will be the citizen. Without the gun, you'll be the subject. Just think of that. As a president in the United States were to say that now, John Adams, the reason he became the president because George Washington didn't want to be the king. He would have been a monarch, but he didn't want to. He became the president. And
my favorite Washington quote is when he was hearing the bickering between Hamilton and Jefferson, and he said, "My God, I'd rather be back on my farm in Virginia than be proclaimed king of the world."
That's correct. And, you know, back in those days, the men dueled it out through duels. They had duels. If somebody insulted another man, they took dueling. Nowadays, they got these filthy, lying hypocrites getting away with nonsense. But my last thought is this, and I'll let you go. I know you got another caller, hopefully. My other thought is this. World War II is that. But, you know, what's going on with the Bible? Could you do me a favor? Could you look up the verse Romans, the New Testament Romans, chapter 11? And read verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. Could you read those online on the air tonight or one day you have opportunity to read Romans 11, chapter 11, 7, 8, 9, 10? Because that right there, no, that can't be irrefutated. That's in the biblical Bible that supposedly never told a lie to all the scholars. And it's in that Bible that somebody put in that Bible when they put that verse in their chapter 11 of Romans, and you read 7, 8, 9, and 10, even up in 11. It's like, wow, man, this is really something unbelievable that was written in that book other than every other thing. But
it's something it's like Christian Zionists should see.
Yes, and, you know, what the media and the filthy criminals are getting away with, hopefully it's going to all be exposed if Trump gets another 4 years. And he has nothing to lose in the next term because he can really expose and get all these deep swamp or deep stinking lake, whatever it is, swamp, whatever you want to call it, cleaned out somewhat because it's a disaster,
It's hope, but like it's limited. Like, yes, he was better than Hillary, and the Democrats have nobody right now. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard, but she's not going to win. The people they're promoting, they've got a communist. You got Creepy Joe that likes to sniff children. I know. Yep. Although we're out of time, but anyway, they're talking about birthday abortions and illegal aliens getting free health care. So he's going to win. That's it, folks. Thank you, Michael Barrow, and support RBN, guys, especially in these trying times. Peace.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.